Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 6th of October 2024. Today's topic is Greater Than My Infirmities. Our text today is taken from Luke chapter 13 verses 10 through 16. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And, behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. Verse 12. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him, and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to watering? Verse 16. And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Key verse. Luke chapter 13 verse 12. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. Infirmities are chronic diseases or disabilities that destroy people's potentials. It holds back, presses down, brings shame and reproach on its victims. In our text, a woman had been under infirmity for 18 years. This means 18 years of sorrow, pain, hardship, shame, and of course failed dreams. Spiritually, infirmity implies anything that hinders you from being what God has destined you to be. Some children are tied down to games, cartoons, videos that hinder them from reading and engaging in profitable ventures. What about bad friends, groups and gangs that lure you into rebellion, and all sorts of sinful acts? A glorious day came, when the woman with 18 years of infirmity met with the Savior of the world, who has power over all kinds of infirmity. That marked a turning point in her life. She got her deliverance immediately. You too can be free today from whatever is hindering you from fulfilling God's plan for your life. Jesus is still calling today. Answer him by turning away from your evil ways and ask for cleansing. As you answer his call, he will banish every infirmity from your life. Prayer for today. God, I bring myself to you today. Cleanse me and take all my infirmities away. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Matthew chapter 8 verses 13 through 17. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you. Thank you.